Most people consider washing the dishes to be an unpleasant chore, but for one Boulder resident, learning to enjoy them became something of a gift, especially when she became the dishwasher for a friend's cafe. Let's listen in now as Jean Staley tells her story about doing the dishes. What's your name?
Jean Staley.
Can you tell the story about how you became a dishwasher for a restaurant?
When I lived in Longmont, I had friends who lived in a village near Longmont, Hygiene. They started a restaurant. Crean Hollow is the name of the little cafe. They needed someone to wait tables, and I had never done that, so I decided that I would help them for the first week that they were open. They were kind of desperate for somebody. They hadn't been able to locate anybody to wait tables. But then it became too much work, you know, and I really wasn't cut out for it. And they found a waitress who had experience. Well, a few months after I stopped being a waitress, I went in to have a cup of coffee at Crean Hollow. There was a sign that Liz, the owner, had put up that said, wanted part-time dishwasher. And I thought, ah. You know, the part-time appealed, and the dishwasher, well, that appealed because I've always loved doing laundry or doing anything of that sort where it's a mess to begin with and then you work on it and it gets better and better and then pretty soon it looks great. I knew they had just this very little scullery, as I came to call it, and a little dishwasher. So I knew I wouldn't be doing all these dishes by hand. She hired me. And I just really came to love it. In the first place, you get to know not only the customers, but the two chefs, then the wait people. And it's just like a, I don't know, I suppose corny to say it's like a family, but it does become like that. So I really enjoyed it. It was exhausting at times. Let's see, I was 78 when I first started that. But one day after I had been washing dishes, I came home to read a book that I've been reading over the years, the Houston Smith, The World's Religion. That's the name of the book. I was looking at the section on Buddhism. I came across a quote, and I'll just go ahead and read this little section. What is the most miraculous of all miracles? That I sit quietly by myself. Simply to see things as they are, as they truly are in themselves, is life enough. Stated in the form of a Zen algorithm, all is one, one is none, none is all. Have you eaten? Then wash your bowls. If you cannot find the meaning of life in an act as simple as that of doing the dishes, you will not find it anywhere. And that, to me, just said it all. I just thought that's the way I feel about life and about doing the dishes or doing the laundry.
Well, Jean Staley, at this time of year where people are wondering what gift to give to the people that they love or what gift they might get to help them feel better about life, you got a lot of gifts from a job doing dishes.
Yes. I felt at home there and pleased. I love the dynamic of starting out with something so awful as a huge sink full of dishes or dirty clothes or anything, and then just gradually making better and better, and then it looks wonderful. And then the next day you start over again, but there's something about that that's very appealing. One day when I was talking to one of the chefs who came from Honduras, I read that little quote to him. He was very taken with it also, and he asked me if I would copy it, and so I did, and so he put it up over the sink in the scullery. I'm even sure that qualifies as a scullery. It was just a dinky little kitchen. But I still feel that's one of the great sayings that I've ever read.
What is it again?
And this is from Houston Smith himself. This is the author of this book on world's religions. If you cannot find the meaning of life in an act as simple as that of doing the dishes, you will not find it anywhere. I don't know whether that's 100% true, and it certainly probably isn't true for everybody, but it's true for certain people. It's true for me. Thank you.